You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at the Pepsi Plaza at Lincoln Financial Field, counting down the minutes to Eagles-Bengals. Elliot Shore Parks joins us for the 5 o'clock hour. Elliot will be here with the pregame show as well. Hello, Elliot.
What up? Happy birthday, man.
Oh, thank you very much.
Happy 50th.
Yeah, I was going to say 50. That's a big
50.
Number.
That is.
It's got to feel weird to finally be 50.
I will be 50 at some point, but I am not. I am 49. Actually, speaking of which.
Time to start acting your
this
age.
Is what they do when you get 49. So then you become confused. You don't even know if you're 50.
That usually happens when you turn 50.
Dude, let me have 49. Like, just let me have it. It's only going to be a year. And then I just saw this, the Twitter question brought to you by Marks Jewelers. For a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful, visit the home team at Marks. Online at marks-jewelers.com. I just saw that Jack put on the WIP Afternoon Show Twitter, it is also Spike Eskin's 50th birthday. What do you? And I am not. I'm 49, born in 1976. And the question is, what do you appreciate most about Spike? Let me read some of the highlights here. Nothing, absolutely nothing. Who cares? Nothing. Nothing. And then when he doesn't stick up and make excuses for the Sixers, oh, wait, never mind. He always does that.
Beautiful tribute.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, one nice one from Nancy. So thank you, Nancy.
There you go.
Yeah. Always a Nancy.
Yeah.
Have you ever met a mean Nancy? I feel like Nancy's are always very nice.
Yeah, Nancy's are nice, Nancy's, I would say.
It has a bit of a like Karen name to it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I did. I'm not even, your age is your age. I'm fine with it. I just want to be able to own my 49th year and not have Jack fast forwarding.
You want to enjoy it, yes. It's the last year.
In peace.
Yeah, and we'll see if you make it to 50.
In peace. Yeah, well, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Where are you and Jalen celebrating tonight?
Well, that is for us.
Well,
to
you guys don't celebrate, right? Because you're on to the next year.
I'm just looking.
That's exactly
the next
right.
One.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Let's get to everybody's favorite part of the WIP Afternoon Show.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So, in honor of Spike's 50th birthday,
49th. Come on, stop doing that.
I feel like the only way to honor him for such a big day is by bringing up the five things that bother Spike the most. Mm. Starting at number five, and that is Dan Wilson.
I love Buzz.
Buzz, do you agree with that sentiment?
Not always. I mean, it doesn't, you wouldn't really know it, listen to it on the air.
Oh, wow.
Well, I was asked a question. I don't complain about it outwardly.
Yeah, I don't even get a chance to talk in the air when you're around. Yapping away.
Now you got it in his
Now I
head.
Get ripped for not speaking enough the other day when Jack was out. I'm trying to toe the line.
Yeah, well, you're waiting.
Well, you guys got a good three-man weave going. I'm not trying to break the chemistry too much.
You're not a me guy.
No. Yeah, you know, I love Buzz, but... Yeah, I said this. Howard Stern was in the news this week.
End of an era.
Well, maybe. Who knows? He does this every time his contract is up. But
so that's what we should do.
I feel myself subconsciously stealing everything that he did. And he used to beat on producers all the time. I can't beat on Jack.
Right.
Because he's not built for it.
Don't handle it well.
Yeah, so Buzz, you know.
So it's actually a compliment that I handle the heat better than Jack.
Now that would be the only thing you do better than Jack, but yes, you do. Wow. You handle the Heat better than Jack.
I'll take it.
Sure. Yeah.
The fourth thing that bothers Spike the most is people saying that Jalen Hurts is better than Josh Allen and Joe Burrow, as was evidenced by last segment.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
Spike, I'm surprised that wasn't higher. Yeah.
Spike, when he doesn't even get as mad as someone says Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes, but those other two.
Well, you know what? They never mention those guys.
Lamar sometimes. But you're like me. That's a debatable thing
with
Lamar.
Yes, because of the playoffs.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you're right. They don't bring up Mahomes as much, but it's usually Allen and Burrow.
And what they
what
do
if
is,
they won?
And they do it with what big moment has Joe Burrow had? I'm just like, come on! The internet's right there.
I gotta be honest with you.
What is his big moment?
So like this resume. Hold on, resume before you just turn this whole show upside down.
I won't.
Resume. No quarterback can compete with Patrick Mahomes right now. That's active.
Yeah.
There's a legitimate argument that Burrow or Allen, for sure, and even Lamar in the regular season, has moved ahead of Patrick Mahomes the last 2 years.
In terms of,
they've had better individual seasons from that position than Patrick Mahomes.
Well, they were rated higher in Madden, for what it's worth. Not the end-all, be-all.
And I love Patrick Mahomes, but
it's proven.
If you're just going off the individual seasons, those three actually have had better individual seasons the last 2 years.
He can't be carried by his defense again.
And 2 years in a row.
Did Jalen end Patrick Mahomes?
Prove it. He may have.
What? Is he 29? Was he 30? 29?
Yeah, you don't think Mahomes is never going to win again?
No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
Because, listen, Brady the GOAT went 10 years without winning.
Which I don't think a quarterback could ever do in most cities now.
Would be tougher
to where he would stay.
Can you imagine if Jalen went 10 years without a Super Bowl and then won?
He already have three in his
pocket? You got three in your pocket already, yes.
Yeah, agreed, but 10 years is a long time.
Yeah, but he also won
But they went to the Super Bowl and they went to the playoffs every year.
I'm not saying it's rational.
They weren't bad for 10 years. They just didn't win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, and also,
they weren't bad.
There are a lot of quarterbacks that are in the same place for a long time and haven't won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, Matt Ryan.
I mean, Phillip Rivers made a whole career.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think of a recent one. Well, it was like back then.
Oh, Rodgers wants.
Well, but recent, the issue is that you need 10 years to. And the only thing I'll say, or the thing about the Allen and Burrow thing, is that I never bring them up. Is what frustrates me is when we're just talking about Jalen. And this is my new bit, is when somebody calls up to praise Jalen, I let him go and see how long it takes for them to mention Joe Burrow or Josh Allen.
Right.
And that's when I lose.
They know it, yeah.
Yep. All right.
The third thing that bothers Spike is when people don't leash their dogs.
I'm 100% with him on that one.
Yeah, in public, at your home, obviously, whatever.
Yeah, it's different, yeah.
But yeah, in your home.
Backyard.
Even
out
of your yard or whatever. Yeah, it's different.
And now, I was hoping it wouldn't happen in the new place that I'm living, but there's a park right near us, and I walk early in the morning. It's not that early. It's, 8 in the morning, whatever. And guys walking around with their dog unleashed.
Yeah.
And forget about me. For your dog's sake, you never know what's going to happen. And they're still dogs.
Yeah.
And they go up to another dog that is leashed, and maybe that dog's not friendly.
And then Seltzer's there. He starts biting.
Yes. It's like, come on. And last thing, because I could do this all day.
Yeah, it's soapbox moment.
Well, is dogs do not mind being on the leash. It's about you.
Okay, yes.
It's an ego thing for the owner.
They're okay with being on the leash.
The only counter I'd say is, how do you know that?
Because it doesn't.
It's not like they told.
But dogs,
you're kind of guessing.
Dogs want to be led.
Actually, they do tell you by their actions.
No, but I'm saying, I agree. They're fine on the leash.
Yeah.
But
they want to be led. Dogs don't want to be first. They want to be led. They want to be close.
How many dogs have you owned?
One.
Yeah. And he's on the leash, and I haven't asked him how he feels about it, but he's never expressed.
We do project a lot with dogs.
Exactly right. Yes.
Yeah. Dogs are smart.
Dogs like to be led. It sounds pretty convenient.
Cats that do their own thing. Dogs will actually they allow you to be trained them.
Point being, when the dog is not on the leash, it is about the owner. Like,
I agree.
Like, look what I can do.
What are you proving? What are you proving?
I control my dog. With my
voice. Ooh, yes. Look.
Yeah, until Sparty gets a hold of his ass, and then it's over with.
Yep. Yeah. All right.
The second thing that bothers Spike the most is when someone says, "Yeah, well, your dad."
Yeah, it gets me.
It's a very quick trigger.
That's a tough one.
And I actually think you handle it pretty well.
Of course you do.
I handle it much better than I did 10 years ago or 15 years ago.
Right.
It's in the middle of a sports argument is when it happens.
Always.
That is like when I lose it.
Yeah.
Well, that's when you know they've lost. They're out of points at that, right. At that point. When they bring that up, they have no more counter to anything you have to say.
Right.
Sometimes that happens.
Come on. I'm almost 50. You can hate me for me.
You are 50.
Yeah, I'm not 50. I'm 49.
You're closer to 50 than 48.
You know, that is a very good point.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. But the number one thing that bothers Spike is remote broadcasts. There's no doubt about it. Remote broadcast Spike is a tight Spike.
Yeah, tighter than
tight
normal.
Spike.
Yep.
Tighter than normal, which is already pretty wound tight.
Yep.
But when we're on remote,
yep.
Oh, boy. Don't be a remote engineer.
Well, I've been pretty good today.
You have been good. Show's been good. Show's been high quality for you.
Yep.
Clearly
you're
in a good mood.
You're in a good mood today.
You know, the show that is most runner-up to remote broadcast show, it's after Philly's show, because nothing's in the right place, and we don't get to start the way that it is. You know,
and the Phillies never win.
They never win. They can never just give us a sweep.
That's probably the number one thing,
Yep.
I feel like you left a big one off there.
Ooh, what'd I forget?
Texting in movie theaters.
Oh,
feels like a big time every time I see Spike. Yeah.
Well, he goes to movies not to watch the movie. He goes to movies to see if someone's going to bring out their phone and he can yell
about
it.
I just picture Spike just like looking through the crowd for that light, like 12 rows up.
I do. You should talk to my wife about it. Because what she'll do is she'll see one out of the corner of her eye, and I know she's thinking, don't see it, don't see it, don't see it, don't see it. She can see the anxiety. I do. Well, it's inconsiderate.
There's a lot of things that bother you.
Yeah. Thanks on my birthday. Obliterating me.
On your 50th birthday.
49th birthday.
Is that Javon Kirst jersey?
Where?
Right there.
Oh, yeah. Is that a free? Turn around.
Kirst?
Yeah, Javon Kirst.
Oh, Giants suck. Yeah. Got it.
Yeah.
Love the preseason jersey.
Put that guy
That could be Trevor Lawls.
That could be Timmy Jernigan.
A Jerome McDougal jersey out here.
Was it?
It's McDougal,
yeah.
I thought it was Michael Kendricks. But
who's that 74 right there?
So I thought Jameis Winston. Or yeah, Winston Justice, my bad.
Yeah.
Jameis
Winston.
Yeah, my bad.
This hour is sponsored by Guida Door and Window. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call Guida Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Elliot, we did announce the official voted on Mount Rushmore earlier today for the Eagles. A strange one, not for Doc or Reggie White or
it's supposed to be Eagles.
Brian Dawkins, Reggie White, Jason Kelce and Lane Johnson. Would you like to give yours?
Yeah, so I think it's actually pretty simple, and these are definitely the four.
Okay.
Dawkins, Kelce, Brandon Graham, Jalen Hurts. Boom. The top three, I think, have to be on there, and then I think you have to have a quarterback. And Jalen, I know your point's going to be things could change, and I think that's a fair point. But he's the best quarterback in franchise history. He already has a Super Bowl. He's probably going to win
another. Well, McNabb is the best quarterback.
I think
most decorated.
Jalen is the best resume. Yeah. I think right now he is the most accomplished quarterback.
Accomplished.
Well, that's easy, yes.
But that's different than best.
Well, people pick and choose when they want. Like, best often means, like, Mahomes is often number one because of all the Super Bowls.
No, you're smart enough to know when someone's more accomplished and whether or not
someone has immense talent. For sure, yeah.
Yes.
I get that, but I think we often, or at least I do, rank players mostly by their resume.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Like, when you've won a Super Bowl.
I think you didn't. But I can't say every player that's won a Super Bowl. That's like saying every player that's won a Super Bowl is the best player at that position ever for the Eagles.
So I think it's different with quarterbacks.
No, you want to view it differently, but it's not different.
Well, quarterback's the only one we keep win losses for. So that's why I think it
We're talking about individual talent now.
Yeah. So you think McNabb was definitely more talented than Hurts?
Oh, my God.
Do you have eyes?
Are you serious?
Oh, my God.
I'm just asking. I mean, McNabb was awesome.
No.
Number two pick in the draft. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Fair enough.
Cannon arm, maybe more athletic than Jalen is.
Yeah. It was more athletic than Jalen.
Yeah. He's certainly faster.
Jalen's probably more accurate.
Yes.
At this point.
I would say yes.
Yeah, McNabb had, the throws in the ground.
Donovan had the cannon. He just couldn't control the cannon.
He had a way stronger arm. Yeah. I agree with that.
And hold on, Elliot. You're saying Donovan had the throws in the ground. Donovan, at one point, had the best TD to interception ratio.
In NFL
history.
Yeah.
I remember because he threw it down and not high. Like, it never lofted on him. It would go down.
Yes. So,
yeah.
Well, he made sure he didn't get intercepted.
Which is very valuable to you.
But yeah, I think the other three.
Hold on. This is very valuable.
I agree. It is very valuable. Okay. I agree. Right. Yeah. I agree. But you know what else is really valuable? Winning the Super Bowl.
Oh, there it is. But again, your little cop out.
Only a little cop out. Your show has made winning the Super Bowl not something
that can be proud of. Don't lump Elliot into this.
Elliot.
No, but you do this where it's like, just the Super Bowl.
But Elliot, the Super Bowl matters. Here is where. You have to come using it as a crutch.
It's not a crutch. It's the most important thing.
Elliot, here's the thing. This is why I have a coherent moral code.
I know.
This is your new thing, too.
Is that
your best of the century so far list was full of people who didn't win championships.
Yes.
Joel Embiid, Brian Dawkins, Allen Iverson. So if the only thing about a resume is, and by the way, if we want to talk about like wins and losses, is that best player on an NBA team gets it just like a quarterback does.
I agree.
Allen Iverson, no championships. Joel Embiid, no championships.
Yep.
Brian Dawkins, no championships. So you're saying resume, for you, the only thing that matters with a resume is whether you won a championship or not. A resume has a lot of stuff on it.
I didn't say it's the only thing, but it's an important thing.
But you don't judge things the same way. But the individual talent.
I don't have one strict rule that I make every list with. I can think on multi-layers here and view it.
Based on the argument you want to make.
No, it's what I think. So when you're talking about...
That's part of your argument.
Well, then why isn't Nick Foles on your
Because Nick Foles didn't play long enough. But he was not the starting quarterback that year. He played four games that season.
But he won the Super Bowl.
And Jalen started week one.
Okay, so put them both on there.
No, because I think that you know what Jalen didn't do?
Jalen didn't ever have a season where he threw for 27 touchdowns and two interceptions.
You're right, he didn't.
Jalen didn't ever have a game when he threw for seven touchdowns in it.
Nick Foles was never the starting quarterback on a team that won a playoff game. He was the backup every time he won a playoff game.
He started the games that he won. He won the NFC Championship game. He won the Super Bowl. He played great in both of them. He was Super
and
Bowl
Jalen
MVP.
Played great in both of
by
them,
way,
too.
By the way,
you know the Super Bowl MVP. You know the argument you're making is wrong.
Way,
just using it.
Like, no, by
Jalen
the way, Super Bowl MVP, he won a real Super Bowl MVP, not a fraud Super Bowl MVP like the one you're
no,
talking
Jalen
about.
No, Jalen's Super Bowl MVP was 100%
legit. He outgunned Tom Brady. He was awesome in the Super Bowl. I agree.
But here's the thing. I don't have to tear down Foles in order to prop up Jalen. Like, you have to tear down Jalen.
No, I don't.
That's exactly what I do.
No, all I'm saying is put them both on there.
Jalen is a more
put them both on there.
No, but I don't think they both belong on there because I think you have to have Brandon, Dawkins.
You don't have to.
I think you do have to.
Dawkins didn't win the Super Bowl.
I agree. This is what I'm showing you. I'm not just saying you won the Super Bowl, you're on the list. That's how you think I'm making
these lists. It's
no,
only
yes,
for Jalen.
No, yes, because Jalen's the quarterback.
But so is Nick Foles.
Yes,
see, I could do this all day long.
But Nick Foles was not the starting quarterback.
I could
That's
do this
the
long.
Difference.
Yeah, well, but he was
no,
when
he
they
wasn't.
Won the Super Bowl.
But who was the starting quarterback in 2017?
To start the season.
Carson Wentz. The whole thing that makes the 2017 Super Bowl special is that a backup quarterback
won. Hold on. But we also say, when I talk to you about Jalen's regular season last year, all you talk about is the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl.
No, he
won the two games that really mattered.
Correct.
So if the regular season doesn't matter, if you can be 29th in passing yards, if you can throw 18 touchdown passes, if you can be a very average quarterback in the regular season and then play great in the NFC Championship game and great in the Super Bowl, and that matters more than anything. And by the way, Nick Foles played better than Jalen Hurts in the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl. He had a defense that allowed what? 550
that
yards?
Allowed 7 points in the championship game, for what it's worth, and scored a touchdown.
Okay, and fine. And then the Super Bowl, how'd that go?
The defense was not good in the Super Bowl. I agree with that.
And he had to outgun Tom Brady,
he was
which
awesome.
He did.
He did. He was okay. Awesome in the Super Bowl.
So I'm just
but
saying,
let me ask you this.
I'm just saying,
who
even.
Had a better, who
Make
had a better,
even.
Who had a better regular season, 2017 Foles or 2024 Jalen?
2024 Jalen.
So there you go. So you can talk about Jalen not being great during the regular season. At least he played. Nick was on the sideline, and who knows how Nick would have done.
But Jalen, I'm not saying
Jalen
Nick is
led
better
them
than
to
Jalen.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
You're saying,
I'm
why
saying,
is Foles not
no,
on
No, I'm saying. I am saying.
Because
if
the Super
one
Bowls are not
be,
created
they both,
equally.
Right. And
Jalen's
Nick's
Super Bowl is better than Nick's
no,
Super Bowl.
Nick's,
it absolutely
let me
is.
Tell you something. If you put 100 real Eagles fans, if you put 100 real Eagles fans on a lie detector test, and you ask them which Super Bowl
the
means more to you.
Game?
Which Super Bowl
the
means
season.
More to you?
Jalen was season. The starting quarterback all year. Jalen had to do more work to win his Super Bowl than Nick did.
That's fine, but well, not in the games. Not in the games. Not in the games. And the other thing I would say is if you
true,
put 100 Eagles fans on a lie detector test and you ask them which Super Bowl meant more to you, the one in 2018 or the one in 2025, they would tell you the one in 2018. Nick Foles is
But that's
Super
a completely
Bowl
different discussion.
No,
what we're
but
talking
it
about.
Should matter.
First of all, it's not 2018 to 2025. It's 2017 to
the
2025.
The Super Bowl in 2018.
But I know, but it's the season.
You don't have to be
talking.
A little bitch about
I'm not
it.
Being, I'm not being, but like.
You're being a little bitch
not,
about
I'm not,
it.
I'm not. I'm not. I'm not. But there is a difference. Okay. What I'm saying is when you
well,
look
there is
at,
a difference. The games were in 2018
I know, I'm
and
kidding,
2025.
I'm okay. But what I'm saying is when you look at the Super Bowls, you are right. When you're talking about what means more emotionally, I understand the first one being more emotionally. But what I'm saying is Jalen had to do more work to win his Super Bowl than Nick did. That's just a fact. Jalen started all year. Jalen got that helped him get the number one seed. Nick didn't help him get the number one seed. Nick didn't have to win 13 or 14 games. Jalen had to do all that.
Well, so Nick did have to help him get the number one seed if he actually saw the season.
I
because
did.
If they
he came
didn't
in
beat
the fourth
Rams.
Quarter of a game. You're right, where he helped them get it in the way that he clinched that final game. But who did more to help them win the game? To win to get the number one seed? Jalen. Jalen obviously
yes.
did. So Nick.
And but then Nick did more in the playoffs than Jalen did.
I don't think that's completely true.
Oh, it's totally true.
No, but first of all,
totally
Jalen played more games in the Super Bowl, number one. Nick was not good against the Falcons, right? I would say that Jalen was better against the Rams than Nick was against the
and
Falcons.
And how was Jalen against the Packers?
He was fine against the Packers. They went up 14-0 right away. And
okay, and he was great against the Rams when he took seven sacks?
No, I didn't say he was great. I said he was better than Nick was against the Falcons.
Oh, we're splitting hairs.
I don't think we are because you want to say who had a better postseason. Jalen was good against the Rams, I thought, like better than Nick was against the Falcons. And then Jalen was awesome in the final two games. You're right, Nick did have to do more in the Super Bowl. I agree with you on that. But Jalen was still awesome in those final two games.
Yeah, he was great in those two games. Just
I
not
agree.
As good as Nick was.
So just so I know what we're actually arguing here, which one is this? Is this?
I'm not even sure. But what
is it? A Mount Rushmore of Eagles or Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks? Well, I didn't.
He said Eagles.
Right.
Eagles.
He's saying Foles should be on there if Jalen.
If Jalen's on,
yeah.
Based on your formula. But
I, and what I'm saying
based
is,
on your formula,
I think Jalen
won the Super Bowl. I don't know if you heard.
I think Jalen's Super Bowl is more impressive. But again, you say
it's not more impressive.
It is more impressive. He played more that season than Nick did.
Okay, so he played more.
Yes, but that's a big part of it. He had to carry the
what
burden
Nick
of being the quarterback
in the Super
all
Bowl
year.
Was more impressive than what Jalen did in the Super Bowl.
I would
and
agree with you
not
on that.
Even
I
close.
Would agree with you on that. But Jalen had to do more work to get to the Super Bowl.
And also, Nick had the weight of the entire franchise on his shoulders in that game.
So did Jalen.
No.
There was more pressure on Jalen in that Super Bowl than there was on Nick and his.
No.
It would have been acceptable if Nick lost that Super Bowl. If Jalen loses that this past Super Bowl, you could argue like
he would still be the quarterback this year.
He might be, and he probably will because of the contract. But Nick went into that with house money. He was the backup
sure,
where no one's expecting to win.
And he outgunned Tom Brady.
Jalen went in having lost a Super Bowl, coming
off
2023, and everyone's already criticizing him.
And by the way, same guy that doesn't have Reggie White on his Eagles Mount Rushmore.
Because he's a Packer.
Which also invalidates your entire thing.
It's fine to say he's a Packer. He's a great
player. I actually have McNabb and Hurts on my Mount Rushmore.
I respect that. I respect that.
But Reggie White and Dawkins, too.
I just think Brandon Graham and Kelce are so special to the franchise, you have to put them on.
Well, why BG over Lane?
Because I think BG is just more special to the franchise. But Lane is five for me. I'm not going to fight anyone that has Lane on there, but I would put Brandon and Kelce.
Yeah.
And then Dawkins, I is kind of an in a pen guy. Like right
yes,
away.
Yes, in the pen. I'm with you. Yeah. So is Reggie.
Now.
So is Reggie. For now, that's going to be forever. You don't have to worry about that.
I do. I think
you have to worry about
his
that.
His cement place on it is slipping a little bit.
No, it's not.
But the more Super Bowls they win, you have to take it into consideration.
Ask Eagles fans whether or not Brian Dawkins' greatness is slipping in their eyes.
Yeah, no
are
way.
No way.
Like, what are you talking
but,
about?
But I'm not, but like.
What are you talking about?
Kelsey,
that's in
Brandon
your eyes.
Graham,
no, you're speaking.
Lane,
I don't care about none of that. You're speaking for yourself. You're not going to erase 16 years of a career.
He was awesome.
Of a guy
I'm
that
not,
played here.
I'm not trying to diminish what
no,
he did.
No, you are.
No, but
no,
I'm saying
are.
The franchise is. They're accomplishing Super Bowls now. And, that
that,
has
and
to
that's
be.
Fine, yeah, but that doesn't Super accomplish Bowl. What he did as an individual player
I
as
agree.
A face of this
I
franchise.
Agree. I have him on.
Like
I have
so
him
it,
on.
That doesn't erase that. A Super Bowl is great. It doesn't erase that.
It doesn't erase it.
You're not going to sit here and erase history because the team is winning.
I have him on my Mount Rushmore.
I'm just
to be
telling
clear,
you.
To be clear.
It sounds like you want him off.
I have him number one on my Mount Rushmore.
We have recency bias and everything about the Super Bowl is great.
Well,
and all the
better
players
recent.
Are
great.
Super Bowl
it,
itis.
No,
it's
I understand that.
Yeah.
I can respect that.
Yeah.
But don't forget about the greatness of that man.
Yeah, I agree
that's
with
the
you.
Point.
That's why I have him on.
That's,
why that's I have
the
him on.
Greatness of that man.
That's why I have him on. But the more great Eagles there are, you have
you
to.
You still haven't shown me one greater than Brian Dawkins.
Well, I think you could argue Jason Kelce.
No, he's not.
Why? I love
Wait,
Dawkins,
first of all,
too,
he's nowhere but... near the player that Dawk was.
Yeah, you think definitely? I mean, Kelce's... Kelce might be a top five center of all time. Dawkins is probably a top five safety of all time.
Dawkins changed the position.
Kelce was also influential for what it's worth.
Dude, listen, they're all great players. I agree. You disrespect Brian
Dawkins. I'm not disrespecting.
I'm just telling you, you're not going to be able to get away with that sitting here next
I'm
to me.
I'm not disrespecting Dawkins.
I argue that
I'm
to,
not.
To
I'm
so
not.
I got no breath. I mean, left in my lungs, brother.
Certainly not in the Eagles game.
He's on my Mount Rushmore. He is on my Mount Rushmore.
Well, it sounds like you're trying to get him off your Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
No, he's on. He was the first name I wrote down. You could look in my phone.
Reggie White.
He's a Packer.
Welcome to the show, Elliot.
See how Elliot turned the show upside down?
Yep.
I mean,
everyone's
you know,
yelling. When am I going to start yelling?
The crowd is over here now, too.
Yep. Yep. Sorry for calling you a little bitch.
That's right.
I'm sorry for making that joke. I was making a joke. It came off poor.
Okay.
Yeah. All
right.
I love you, buddy.
We dumped it.
Happy 50th.
We dumped it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm glad the YouTube people saw it.
Salt back there.
Yeah, you can say that word. Yes, you can.
Yeah, knock it off.
I do think that's a top three curse.
It's a spicy,
I don't
it's a spicy show.
Yeah, it's a spicy
you know, Elliot
show.
Brings out the spice.
All right. No. Coming up next, the final Mount Rushmore of the day is the Mount Rushmore.
No, we don't need any more.
Yeah, we do.
No. You'll like this one.
Are we doing the top five overall or four?
That's tomorrow.
Tomorrow, okay.
The next Mount Rushmore is the Mount Rushmore of people you see in your suburban neighborhood.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Everybody in my neighborhood wondered if they're that one.
Yep.
That is coming up next.
Mike's neighbor.
Yep. I'm very nice to my neighbors. I love my neighbor. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.